He did it right. You don't have to stand. Please bow your heads with me in a word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you for calling us together today, for bringing us to this place where we can hear your word and receive your grace. Lord God, fill us with your spirit today that we may live. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you can't hear that text from Ezekiel about the bones without starting to sing. The foot bone connected to the ankle bone. Ankle bone connects to the shin bone, and then it's and so forth. You don't want to hear me sing all the way through that, but them bones, dry bones. Oh, what? What's the phrase? Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. The focus of that song, most of the time when we sing it, gets to be on the bones, right? That's the part we all like. And it's interesting that that's the part that we like, because that's the part that we experience. That's what Jeremiah experienced. That's why that first lesson that Terry read this morning, it sounded pretty sad, didn't it? Doesn't Jeremiah sound like he needs a good cup of soup at the soup cook-off and maybe some a warm blanket or something to just curl up and in his favorite easy chair and say, you know, it's not so bad, Jeremiah. But that's not true. Jeremiah knew the truth. It is pretty bad. It was awful. He had watched as the nation that God had raised up to be his people, the nation that God had called to be his people, a light for the world, had walked away from God's word, had walked away from worshiping the true God, had walked away from all that God had called them to, and now he had watched as God brought them to an end. He watched as a foreign nation, Babylon, came and ransacked Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, tore down the walls, removed all of the elite of the city and the kingdom, and left behind only the poor, the sick, and the forgotten. And Jeremiah watched and knew that this was not Babylon's doing. This was the Lord's doing for their sin. To help them to see that the way of life they had chosen was a way of death. Jeremiah will cry out, "My bones ache within me." Ezekiel is in Babylon. Ezekiel is removed from Jerusalem. Ezekiel is speaking in Babylon about what is happening, about what is going to happen. And his words are much the same as Jeremiah's at the beginning. This is coming. This destruction has come upon us because of our sin. There is no stopping it. There is no ending what God is doing, because this must come to an end. But where Jeremiah is removed to Egypt and presumably dies there, Ezekiel remains in Babylon after the destruction of Jerusalem, and his tone begins to change from talk about bones to talk about something new. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and on Super Bowl Sunday, and most every other weekend for me, being a sports fanatic. I hope for comebacks, although if the wrong team is behind tonight, I'll be hoping for destruction. But most of the time, I cheer for comebacks. I cheer for the underdog. I like to see the team that everybody says has no chance somehow pull it out. It's my favorite thing in the world of sports. And it happens often enough that you can be rewarded as a fan if this is how you cheer for games that don't involve your favorite team, right? So we love comebacks. And some of what we read in this section of the story might begin to feel like a comeback, but I don't think that's what God is up to. God isn't really up to a comeback here. He's up to coming alive. Because what was is not what we are going back to. The bones that die in the wilderness, God brings to their death because that is what is needed. Israel and Judah don't come back to become what they were. They are brought alive to become something new. And that will not be complete until one who understands himself as Israel will die and come alive. That will not be fully complete until his life brings life. Not a comeback to what we know, but a come alive to what God desires for you and for me, for all the world. That's what God is up to in the world. And so you ask, well, what do I have to do with that? Dear friends, you are Ezekiel. Not because you have great skill or power to foresee the future. I love how this passage reads because Ezekiel really doesn't know what to say. Nor do any of the prophets. What do they say? This is not a book that says the prophet was raised up because he had great intelligence in order to be able to see the future and understand what was going on in the world so well that he could tell the people, this is the direction you need to go. You see, that's what we try to do, isn't it? We try to line up all of the stuff that's around us, get all of those bones lined up, and it's all bones. And we say, all right, if I can just get them all lined up in the right direction, I'll understand exactly what's going on, and I'll be able to see the way through so that I can tell the people how to make these bones live. That's not what Ezekiel does. That's not the story. That's a comeback story. But God isn't interested in our comeback. God is interested in our coming alive. And if we are to come alive, it won't be because we see the way through. It will be because we hear the word of the Lord. Because where God's word lives, life reigns. It cannot be held back. That's what we proclaim when the Gospel John begins when the Gospel writer begins to tell his Gospel in the Gospel of John. He begins by saying, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and through the Word, all things were created. Not one thing was created that wasn't with the Word. And then he will say something else. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his power, his glory, And in that Word made flesh that dies and rises, that comes alive, we see the power of God at work. His Word can overcome death. His Word brings life where there is no life. His Word brings hope where there is no hope. This story that's before us today is not a comeback story. It's not a story of saying, all right, well, they got beaten down, but look, it looks like they have no hope, but they can still make this work. No, that's not really the story. That's what we want. It's what I want for my own life sometimes in those times of hardship. You know, perseverance and diligence. I can just push through here. And then it'll be okay. Sometimes I even bring God into that. God's going to help me push through this so that I can be okay and it can be just the way I want it to be. Because the way I want is has led me to bones. And God knows it. So God gives me a new word. Come alive. God says to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel says, only you know, God. God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones. I imagine Ezekiel looking up at God going, what am I supposed to say? Have you been there? What am I supposed to say? What you say is what God has told you. There is nothing, not height nor depth, not sickness nor health, rich or poor, slave or free, nakedness or peril, angel or demon. There is nothing in all of creation that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh, who death cannot end, because He brings us to our death and says, come alive. Come alive. I guarantee you, you know people just like you who've been trying to come back. Our new word isn't new. It's just that we forget it. Our word is not come back. You can make it. Our word is God brings us to many deaths on these paths of sin we take. But death is not the end for us, because God says, come alive. Hear the word of the Lord. And these bones can live. Amen.